This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Benny Lakunashok is the co-founder and CEO of an amazing company called Zero Networks, found at that website, zeronetworks.com, unifying internal and external network security, reinventing how segmentation and remote access are done. Benny, welcome back to the hot seat.
Thank you, Gary.
So CISOs are worried about a lot of things lately, you know, ransomware and all the different exploits and lateral movement and insider malicious behavior and exploitation of data, data leakage. There's a lot going on. And then the insurance prices are going up. Let's start with cyber insurance. You guys can help all of our viewers and listeners maybe get through the cyber insurance policy problem and challenge a lot better than before.
Yeah, before I explain how we can help, actually, I think it's interesting to understand why are we here and what happened that cyber insurance, you know, premiums and everything went so up. So essentially, what happened is that attackers got smart and understood how to develop a business model. That's essentially what they did. And they said, well, you know, these one-off attacks, finding someone that it's interesting to sell that data to or to do something is harder. And that happened, by the way, many times. But now, if I steal your data, and you will be want to maybe pay me a lot to get it back, or maybe if I take down the entire organization, you will pay me a lot of money to get back. So that's the business model. And probably the person that wants to pay the most is you or the organization. So they're just doing that for everyone. To make matters worse, the ransomware in use today are just using tons of lateral movement tactics that are now automated, and there are a lot of them. So they go in, they spread, in sometimes even synchronously, put everything under ransom or encrypts everything, and that's it. And you know, organization pay millions. So the combination of the business model and the automation and the fact that the root cause of the problem hasn't been solved yet, that means we have an explosion of these events, and we have. And what happened in a few years ago is that cyber insurance companies or insurance companies providing cyber coverage essentially lost a lot of money. And guess what? Insurance companies don't like to lose money. So what they did is they started to say, okay, you need all of that and like a huge list of, because they don't really know how to solve it. You know, they're not going to solve the problem, but they're essentially throwing all of the buzzwords that they can at you. Oh, you need MFA everywhere, and you need EDR, and you need this, and you need, like, you need all of that stuff. Oh, you don't have that? Oh, so you need to pay like 5X or 10X, because if not, from a probability perspective, it's not good for me. Once you have those, then you can get back to more decent, you know, payments. So that's essentially what's happening, right? So what can we do? Well, some of the things that they want as a checkbox before they give you the insurance is, for example, MFA for everything, or MFA for privileged activity. That's part of our unique micro-segmentation solution that we have. That's also provides MFA enablement to anything you want. So we can do that. We can segment everything in a way, because we have an automated, agentless, and easy-to-use micro-segmentation solution. Segment everything, and you can test it with a pen test, and the pen test becomes green. Right, so sometimes they want to check with pentest even what's going on. They want to make sure that you have the right segmentation. Depending on the insurance provider and you know who they are insuring, they may want a few things that we can help multiple of them.
So Benny, hold on. You can segment every asset in a single click. And how do you do that?
That's the $1 million question. So it's a bunch of stuff, but we basically took a different approach to this segmentation or micro segmentation problem. And everything that was hard, we made easy with our hard work. But essentially, we do it agentless. That's a big thing. We control essentially every operating system firewall and other things to make sure that there is a network bubble around every machine, device, cloud instance, whatever. That's agentless. That's how it's easier to deploy and maintain. Second, we have full automation, but real automation without machine learning, or AI, LLM, or any buzzword like that, like real automation that's very deterministic. and can know what to keep open so that you can segment in a click. You don't need to do the huge professional services lift of how do I create the rules and what do I do there? We just do it for you. And some of those are patented, by the way. And we also have a patent on some things you don't want to open. And we can MFA dynamically opening stuff without pre-opening it in the masses. So we can MFA access to different types of connections, protocols. And the default is that we do that for the privileged stuff. So that then it's really, there's nothing for the attacker to do because all of those things they love to do are gone. And you have to MFA to do each and every one. And before us, it's just open, right? So that's how we do it easily, essentially.
So if your clients were attacked by WannaCry or something similar that worms its way, it's a worm and it's ransomware. It was the first ransom worm and there's many more now. And I'm sure people are using AI and machine learning and talking to ChatGPT saying, fix this code, tweak this code, make it harder to detect. The next thing you know, you get polymorphic malware that's ransom worming its way across networks. You would not allow that to happen because of your micro segmentation. And how do you detect that and stop it so quickly?
I don't need to detect it. That's the beautiful part here. What we do, we make your network from very open to very closed, essentially a least privileged model on the entire network. So, and with a big emphasis on the privileged ports, the RPC, the SMB, the WinRM, the WMI, the RDP. RDP, by the way, people think the acronym is Remote Desktop Protocol. It's actually Ransomware Deployment Protocol. So we close all of that. And it's always closed. There's no detection. When you are trying to do an administrative work as an IT or someone technical, we'll issue an MFA with your identity provider of choice, and then we'll open that only for you. So if the ransomware does that, typically they won't even do it with the context of a user, so there won't be MFA, but they will need an MFA to get one machine, let alone try to do it across 1,000 machines.
That's amazing. So quickly deployed, point and click, you did the heavy lifting, you've got patents on this technology, make it real easy. What's the typical deployment cycle? How long does it take to get up and running to a level that a client feels confident? And do they do it internally first and then they add the remote access, or can you do it all at once?
Yeah, so typically, like, you know, a POC or a deployment is at least a Zoom call with us where we deploy together. It's typically an hour and a half. And then there is another, depending on the customer and their needs, maybe a meeting or two to explain more on the portal, how things work, what's going on. And that's it. Essentially, then after it's deployed, let's say the first meeting, 1 hour, you start point and shoot in the UI. I want these 100 machines segmented. You click and you come back 30 days later, fully automated, and they're all segmented with only what is needed is open and MFA the rest, essentially. So it's a no-brainer. We call it, for POCs, we call it a Netflix binging POC because you start it and you go out for a few weeks of watching Netflix and you come back and it's all segmented.
That's amazing. And the typical client, is this critical infrastructure, Fortune 500? What's the kind of the small sweet spot to the larger kind of clients?
I mean, every organization, I think, needs this. We have customers from SMB, mid-market, large enterprise, all verticals. So there is no customer that we don't touch today.
That's awesome. Benny, you also offer free tools. You have open source tools. You have the Trust Meter. Can you tell us about the free stuff and where people can find them?
Yeah, many problems that we tackle at the Zero Labs, our research team, like, okay, this would be nice as an open source tool by itself. So we do that. We have Trust Meter to scan the entire network and tell you in a nice report how open from 0 to 100 with details of what's open and various statistics. Think of it as Nmap, but easy. And you double click and it's done and you get a report. You don't need to mess with it. And so there's that. We have Bluehound. This is an open source orchestration tool for Bloodhound and many, many other tools to orchestrate all of that in single dashboard of various risks, vulnerabilities, and what's going on. We have the RPC firewall. RPC is a notorious protocol that in some cases you have to open, but you want maybe to go inline into that protocol and filter out bad things from it. So we actually did that, which is a huge thing. That's also, all of those things are part of the product, but you can have specifically some of them if you want as an open source free tool to play with. And we added an LDAP firewall. Another LDAP is a protocol used by domain controllers, Active Directory, so you can go inline there and do stuff as well if you want, and other things like that.
Is Active Directory really one of the weakest links in networks nowadays and under attack more than people expect?
I think everybody knows it. I don't know if not expecting or expecting. Yeah, it's being attacked. It's obviously, you know, it's the keys to the kingdom. So it's being attacked. And sometimes they succeed. Sometimes, you know, depending on the ransomware, they don't. They don't target domain controllers. It's just, let's spread in a brute force manner, and whatever they catch, they catch. But yeah, many times the DC is targeted, as it should, I guess, if you're an attacker. And that's definitely something that we specialize also as another asset type, let's say, to protect.
So VPNs are typically wide open. You know, there's encryption, but they're not segmented. And then zero trust segmentation alone, it's kind of confusing and complicated. Have you kind of tied that together for remote access? And can you tell us how quickly and easily our remote users can get in safely?
Yeah, so the problem, so what we've created with Connect, which is the VPN replacement and ZDNA replacement as well, VPNs have a problem that they have a port open on the internet. And then the VPN server typically has, let's say, 3 million lines of code, will have bugs. And some of the bugs are remote code execution vulnerabilities, so you can get in. So essentially, any dog on the internet, if you have an unpatched or even a patched and it's a 0 day on that VPN server, you can get in. That's a huge problem. ZTNA solved that by having a reverse proxy inside. It's not open on the internet, but it goes out to the ZTNA vendor's cloud. And when you want to connect in, you connect to the vendor's cloud, and it piggybacks on that outbound tunnel to go back in. So you didn't expose anything on the internet, and now you have remote access in a reverse proxy kind of manner through a third party. While that's great from a zero trust perspective, meaning zero trust equals no port open, the problem there is that you're completely changing the architecture of how you connect. And I think recently people are more understanding the issues with that. And to name, let's say, the top three, there are more. But one, this is much more latent, more latency, lower bandwidth. You're going through somewhere else. It's not direct. And so typically there is lower performance and user experience. Second, this is much more costly. Cloud networking is expensive. And when you're going, instead of direct, which is free essentially, you're going through someone and they're not going to take the bill for that. They're going to put that on your license. So it's much more expensive, sometimes even 3x, 10x more expensive. And lastly, that appliance is actually a NATed device. So if you have 1,000 users connecting, they all appear to come from one IP address. So that blinds all of your detection solutions inside. And there are other issues. What we did is we said, how can we take the best of both? So we did a hybrid model where we have a similar VPN solution that's based on WireGuard, the most performant and secure peer-to-peer platform out there. And it's on the DMZ, so it has a port open on the internet, but it doesn't, because we segment it in a software-defined way. We're using its own host-based firewall to block it, so nothing can connect to it. When you are trying to connect, we do device attestation, checking, MFA, everything. And when you're done, we are not tunneling anything. We're essentially telling that virtual appliance, the VPN, our Connect server, open your VPN port only to that public IP now so that it can connect. And then you have direct connectivity. So you don't change the architecture. It's still direct, the most performant, at least to date, connection out there, while being zero trust, while you're invisible. There is no port open of your VPN server to the internet. And all of the other bells and whistles that the modern ZTNA provides, we provide as well. That's what we do there.
That's phenomenal. Benny, I'm just curious. There's so many SIEM, SIM, SOARs, XDR, MDR. There's all these vendors and there are so many dashboards and so many points of entry and information for cybersecurity executives and SecOps to try to figure out what's going on, and a lot of noise. It sounds like you reduce a lot of the noise by micro-segmentation and other things you do. How do you play in that ecosphere? Do you augment these solutions? Do you pull in logs from them? Do you provide your logs to those folks? Where do you fit on the one dashboard to rule them all?
Yeah, we are an open API, and we have webhooks, and there's a bunch of ways to get all of the data from us to any SIEM. Well, and all of the modern SIEMs and EDRs, we're in their marketplaces. So in a click, you can integrate and get sharing of data, vice versa. If they say, oh, this is high risk something, whatever that platform is, you can just say block that, and we either MFA that or block it immediately. So there is a lot of integration with the main, security solutions in the industry, such as SIEMs or EDR, XDRs. Yeah.
That's great. Benny, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
I mean, the only thing I would say when you're considering any change in your security stack is, okay, we add that. Let's say you want to add something. Especially in micro-segmentation, because I think that's our biggest differentiator. How much time would that take when you're considering? Because some of the legacy micro-segmentation vendors, as I call them, you need a lot of professional services, a lot of manpower, a lot of time, and it's not doable. And then, if something is complex to be done, it's not getting done. And if it's simple, it will get done. And we make micro-segmentation simple so you can really move the needle quickly. So consider that when you're considering these very, potentially time-consuming projects, to find someone potentially that can make that easy and fast for you.
That's wonderful. Benny Lacunashuk, you are the CEO and co-founder of an amazing company, Zero Networks, making really internal access, remote access, segmentation, MFA, making it so easy, point and click, that folks can actually get better deals on their cyber insurance, pass the pen test more easily, segment their networks for a much safer, secure experience, and not lose the data, not be breached, and get one step ahead of the next threat. Thank you so much for sitting in the hot seat today, folks. Visit him online at zeronetworks.com. Try out his open source free tools. Check out TrustMeter.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.